What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into another episode of the Daily Juice Podcast with me, Matt Perrault, at Sports Talk Matt, to follow me on Twitter. This podcast being brought to you by our friends at OmahaSteaks.com. You guys are going there. Juice, that promo code in the search bar gets you $30 off their semi-annual sale going on right now at OmahaSteaks.com. 100% satisfaction and money-back guarantee. Semi-annual sale, 50% off site-wide going on right now at OmahaSteaks.com. All right, a 3-1 day again. So the Flyers lose. How bad are you, Philadelphia? My gosh, you lost to the Sharks. 2-1. Game went under. Wow. How about that? Number was right. Give the books credit. I was like, principal play. Just bet it. Everything else hit. Jersey over 6.5. We got that right. We got basketball right with the Creighton Blue Jays. That number ran. More on that in a second. 82.5. They scored 105. Jays look really good. Very good night there. And then we had the football game. Ball State won the game outright. Plus 10. They won the game outright. Very good against Northern Illinois. That was cool. So 3-1, up 2 units. So good week. We are 6-2 on the week, up 4 units on the week. So let's see where we go here today into a Wednesday. Okay. Quick thing, you guys have got to be on the Discord channel. In particular, right now, it's really important. I have a bet that started at 4.5 where I bet it. I'm going to give it to you at 5.5. A lot of books are at 6, and I'm not sure where it's going to be come the time that the game tips off. The Creighton Blue Jays team total went from 82.5 to 88.5. They covered every number, scored 105. The books are off, okay? They're off. And when the pros come and hammer them, the number is going to run. They're going to move the number by 2 sometimes. Forget going by half a points. They're going to go by 2s because they're off and they know it. There's a bet here tonight that they're off and they know it. And now the number's running. So I gave it to you in the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat. It's not a guaranteed win, but we want the best number. I laid 82.5. Some of you guys laid 88.5. You won. We all won. But I felt more comfortable than you did because the Jays scored 56 points in the first half. We were good. We were good. Team Fiddle, Jays were going to score. I thought they'd score 100. They scored 105. I think this team wins tonight by double digits, but I'd rather sit where I'm sitting at 4.5 than sitting at 7 or 8, where the number probably will close tonight for this one college basketball team. So being in the Discord channel, if you're not in there as of yet, you need to join it. It's free. It's easy. Discord is a pretty popular app. Maybe you have it. Join our Discord channel by going and logging into bettingpros.com/chat. It'll cue you. Either go to desktop version or the mobile version, whatever. Go into the Daily Juice channel. Search at Sports Talk Matt. That's my handle on that. All socials at Sports Talk Matt. That's my handle. But search it or turn your notifications on because I at everyone when I do this and it will pop up on your phone and you'll say, oh, wait, Matt's telling me a pick and a play. You can do what you want with the information, but I'm just telling you what I bet. Okay. Before we give you the picks for today, and I have 4 more plays because, well, we've done well, 3-1 and 3-1. Let's do 4 again here for today. Let's talk about Rival Fantasy. They are back with us again. The NFL season has passed the halfway point, and a new NBA season is well underway, which means now is the perfect time to get into some major DFS action on Rival Fantasy. Spark your weekly gameplay with Fantasy Bingo. Pick a lineup with any active players, no salary cap restrictions, and enter weekly contests for as little as $1. See which achievements your players have hit for you to call bingo and win big. Need to settle a debate? Get in on Rivals challenges. Pick your player who will score more fantasy points in a given slate. Throw down some money. If you're right, you win. It's the easiest DFS game to play. To join, go to joinrival.com/bettingpros now to claim your $200 deposit match plus a first player voucher at sign up. Welcome to the future of fantasy sports. Welcome to Rival Fantasy. All right, let's talk about the game that the numbers moved. FAU, Florida Atlantic, top 10 team on the road at Loyola Chicago. Look, Sister Jean and all is fun, but they had a really rough year last year. FAU very well might be the number one team, non-Power 5 team in college basketball. They're bringing back pretty much everyone from last year's Final Four team. Okay. This team's loaded. How are they only 4.5-point favorites on the road at Loyola Chicago? Like, that's just wrong. It's just a wrong number. Okay. Some books are at 6. Some books, I think this thing closes close to 7. I got it at 4.5. I'm going to give it to you officially at 5.5 because I see that on my odds board right now. There's a bunch of different books at 5.5. So I'll give it to you officially at 5.5. Play it to 6. But once we get to 7, I'm not interested. Okay. Now we're talking about 3 possessions and I'm not comfortable. I don't like it. Okay. I just think it's a road game. Who knows? Home team fights to the end. FAU calls off the dogs, blah, blah, blah. I'm laying 4.5. Officially, we're going to lay 5.5 with Florida Atlantic. I don't think I got to do too much of a handicap here. I think there's a big talent mismatch. Look, I love the Valley. I love Loyola Chicago. I love the story. I love everything that's gone into the Ramblers over the last couple of years, but they weren't good last year. And I don't expect them to be incrementally better this year than they were last year. There's a lot of better teams in the Valley that one more that we'll talk about here in a second. I'm laying 4.5, but officially FAU on the road against Loyola Chicago, FAU minus 5.5 for 1.1 units tonight on the road up against Loyola Chicago. Staying in the Valley, Drake is playing up against Lipscomb. Lipscomb's played a game already. They played against Wichita State. It's a little bit of a scary moment when one team has played and the other is not, but Drake is loaded. Look, if you don't like my Creighton talk, you're going to hate my Drake talk because, well, look, I've got two college teams that I bet a lot. One is coached by Greg McDermott. The other is coached by Darren DeVries. Darren DeVries, this is how old I'm getting. Calvin Witters is now on the staff for Drake. I covered Calvin Witters when he was with the Jays, and I remember him clearly. I remember sitting and watching him at threes. I remember his free throw streak. He set the Valley record for consecutive free throws made during a game. I believe it was 23. I saw that today. I was like, wow, that's crazy. So the team total for Drake is 79.5. This is the same play I'm going to make with the Creighton Blue Jays from last night. I don't want to lay 13.5 points or 14 points. Okay. In particular, because of the fact that Lipscomb has played a game. They played against Wichita State, like I mentioned, give up 85 points. And frankly, the Valley offense being run here by D-Rock is way better than Wichita State. Just way better. Okay. They scored, Drake did, 95 points in their tune-up game against Truman State. But Drake's team is going to be dangerous this season, namely because of the talent that they are bringing back. So they've won 37 straight home non-conference games dating back to 2016. All right. This season has won 20 or more games in 5 straight years. That's the first time in program history. Dana Altman did that. D-Rock was on Dana Altman's staff at Creighton. And Darren DeVries, the DeVries name, these guys are Iowa legends. Okay, the DeVries family. Darren's older brother played in the NFL. One of his other brothers played, I think, hockey. But they are Iowa sports legends. They're royalty. So last year, Drake was 13-0 when they scored 80 points or more. They scored 80 points or more 13 different times, including all 3 games to start the year last year. They scored 80. Again, the number is 79.5. KenPom projects 79 points. Here's why I think they go over. This offense is going to put the ball in the bucket this year for Drake. They're going to play up-tempo. Tucker DeVries is the preseason Valley Player of the Year. Yes, the son of Darren DeVries, Tucker DeVries Jr., averaged over 18 points per game last year, over 5 rebounds. But Darnell Brody, 6'10", 275, is a really big problem. I can't believe Roman Penn's still on this team. I'm actually kind of stunned, to be quite honest. I was like, wait a minute, Roman Penn is still on this team? They're going to drop the banner here tonight for the Missouri Valley Conference tournament title that they won that sent them to the NCAA tournament. Yes, they did lose in the first round, but Drake had a really good year last year. And I love this roster. I love the starting five. I can't wait to watch this Drake team play because they're going to shoot threes. They're going to bomb threes. And I think that's going to be huge for us here because I don't think Lipson's going to play great, but they won 20 games last year. So it's a little bit tough. You're like, man, I don't know. That's a little tough to me. So, you know, I am high, maybe higher than most here on this team. And I really think Drake's going to score a lot. I think they do cover it. I think they do wind up covering 13.5, 14 points, but I'm not in love with it. I'm not jumping up and down. I feel more comfortable just saying, look, they're going to score. They're going to shoot a lot of threes. They're going to run. And they've got players that I think that are going to do some really big things for this team. And look, let me make sure. I believe Roman Penn is, maybe he's not back. I thought he was back. Sorry. I'm looking for his roster numbers right now, but I can't find him for Drake. I almost paused. I thought he was back for them. If he's not, it's not a big deal. It's all about Tucker DeVries. NBC preseason player of the year. He's on the Naismith watch list, the Julius Erving watch list. Okay, he did leave. Roman Penn is gone. Okay, sorry. So he is gone. I was reading about him going like, how is he back? He is gone. Okay. But they've got a really interesting couple of kids coming over, a couple of transfers that are coming in. I think they score. Over 79.5 points is -110. DraftKings has this number again. I think this number will climb. I do like the over in the game as well. If you don't want to play team total, you just want to play the over. I do think you have a good shot of hitting the over in this game. But we're talking about a team that wants to run, a team that wants to shoot a lot of threes. And I don't know if Lipscomb's going to be able to slow it down. The environment at the Knapp Center is going to be rocking for this. This is a really hyped up, exciting time in Des Moines, just given the talent they've got coming back. Darren DeVries is 54-1 as the head coach of Drake when they score at least 80 points in a game. 79.5 is kind of like that stop sign. I think it's just like a testing of the waters for the book as to like where it is and kind of going off of the numbers by KenPom. Yeah, I mean, give me everything going on here with Drake's offense. Give me them hitting threes, running, shooting a bunch. And I think you're going to see Darnell Brody and you're going to see Tucker DeVries have two gigantic, gigantic numbers. There's a couple of really good freshmen, by the way, that are coming in here that the Enright kid was named to the All Valley freshman team. And he's someone that a lot of people are thinking big things are going to come out of him. So watch for him. And they got a couple of recruits, a couple of kids from the area, from Iowa, who are going to play for Drake. Let's roll here. Drake over 79.5 team total, 1.1 units tonight up against Lipscomb here at the Knapp Center for Drake. Okay. So NBA, let's talk the Boston Celtics up against the Philadelphia 76ers. What do you think I'm betting in this game? Think I'm betting anything but the Celtics? They just lost. Boston lost to the Timberwolves on Monday in overtime. They weren't happy about it. Do you know who owns the Sixers? Boston. They own the Sixers. Why? Because they have Al Horford. And Al Horford can guard Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid's been unbelievable so far this year. They lost the opening game. Philly did. Haven't lost since. Boston's coming in here with a team that is loaded and they know that Philadelphia is someone they got to watch out for. Maxey's obviously incredibly good. You got to watch out for him. But defensively, Boston can handle Joel Embiid better than most, even without Robert Williams III, who unfortunately got hurt and he could be out for the year for Portland, but they still have Al Horford. Al up against Joel Embiid is a massive, massive issue because it's not like he shuts him down. He just slows him down enough that Boston's other players can get after it. Porzingis' first game against a big rival in a Celtics uniform. This is a big game for Kristaps Porzingis. We know what Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, we know what they're capable of doing. I think Boston's going to come in here. Sixers haven't played a really big matchup yet in terms of Eastern Conference. They're beating up on some bad teams. Portland and Washington and Toronto. Celtics have a chance. They've already put up 155. I like the over in this game too, but it's only -2. I mean, it's a bucket. Basically, it's a money line bet here for Boston to go to Philadelphia and win. It's just what Boston does here. After a loss, taking the Celtics, Boston minus two for 1.1 units. And finally, to complete this, so Drake, my team, one of my teams, Boston Celtics, my team, one of my teams, or my basketball team. How about my other hockey team? Vegas Golden Knights, monster game to end the night. They host the LA Kings. It is going to be Talbot against Hill. Have you seen the numbers for Talbot and Hill? Hill at home has a goals against average under two. Talbot's goals against average on the road is under two. And the total is 6.5. I know they played once in LA, 4-3 final, but this is like a playoff game here for the Vegas Golden Knights hosting the LA Kings. Big rivalry. They don't like each other. Three wins in a row on this road trip right now for the LA Kings, including a 5-0 win in their last game. They're playing really well, but so is Vegas. I mean, they're 11-1-1. I mean, if you want to stay away from the total, I mean, I would just go ahead and bet Vegas and just say, okay, you're going to go ahead and give me -130, -140. Sure. But 6.5, give me 6.5. My goodness gracious. I think this number might be 6 by the time you guys wake up, because that number is not right. It should be 6, not 6.5, but I'm taking 6.5. Vegas is 5-3 to the under at home on the year. The Kings are 4-2 to the under on the road this year. Last game, 5-0. Again, Talbot and Hill, unbelievable goals against average on the road and at home. Under 6.5, 1.1 units. We're going under 6.5 for Vegas and the Kings. Okay, so I feel like this is the week of moving numbers. Like, I'm betting overnight. I'm seeing the board well. I'm getting good numbers and they're all moving. It doesn't mean they're always going to win, but I always want the best number. Discord channel. I can't hype it enough. Bettingpros.com/chat. That's where I can go and tell you guys about moving numbers and help you get the best number if you do want to trail bets when I'm doing well and I'm, you know, cashing plays. We're up 4 units on the week. Okay, so let's keep it rolling. FAU -5.5. Drake team total over 79.5. Celtics -2. Under 6.5, Vegas and the LA Kings. All those bets are 1.1 units down at -110 here on a Wednesday. Let's keep it rolling. I'm not betting NBA player props because I like what we're doing here. I like the four bets right now. 3-1, 3-1. Let's nail another 3-1 here today. Let's win another couple of let's go 4-0. Let's try for that here. Let's knock them all down here today. My name is Matt Perrault. You guys can follow me on socials at Sports Talk Matt each and every morning. The Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.